League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Best 2 hours in sports radio.
How are the two best hosts on Grid Radio?
Moneyline with Donnie Wrightside.
Mustache glasses and a bacon, egg, and cheese. You know what? I just keep moving.
But now, but here.
Kevin Walsh.
No, it's not a bad take. You're in outer space
yeah,
right
but for
now.
North. And the dream team of callers.
Right? I hope you guys checked the tape right. That was the 5-0 Vegas. Vegas.
Bring it.
Astros, Rangers, Astros over.
Smoke.
Check
all
the
smoke.
Tape.
Yep. Easy, too. That was easy. It feels good.
It was, wasn't it? Man.
I listen to you guys also with all that great information you gave out on players' props. So it's going to be a fun night tonight.
I just honestly became a huge Sports Grid fan and over the last year, and I found you in K-Dub's show, man, and I have been
awesome.
Addicted.
And let me give a shout-out to my man, JP, holding it down behind the scenes.
There it is.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
Shout out to the people out there listening on a Wednesday afternoon right here on Sirius XM Channel 159. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's Moneyline. And over the next 2 hours, I got a lot of topics that we're going to hit. But also, I love the 4th of July. I love holiday weekends. And for many people out there listening, was an extended holiday weekend. Maybe you had off Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then also on the 4th. And then you got to get back to work on a Wednesday. Some people I do know just take the entire week off, say, you know what? 4th is on a Tuesday. I'll take off Monday. I'll use my vacation days. Maybe you're still relaxing. That's really the way to do it. Because JP and I were talking about this before we started up the show today. Like, hey, what's going on? What's the news? Well, granted, you know me. I got plenty of topics we can hit. Major League Baseball, I got winners on the card today. We're going to get ready. We're going to go over every single game. We're going to pick those out and have some fun. But on the 4th, which is typical for most holidays for me, let's just say Christmas falls on, like last year, right, on a Saturday. I don't have to work on a Sunday, so I'm fine with that. You know what? Friday night, let's just say it is Christmas Eve. Saturday is Christmas. Sunday, the day off. Monday, you get back to work. No big deal. No big deal. Or maybe it's New Year's the following week. You get the point here, right? We have the next day off. I love the fact that I had Tuesday off, which worked on, had Saturday and Sunday off as a normal weekend. Went back to work on a Monday, and you're feeling like, hey, you know what? Mondays are busy days for me. You know, I do the two-hour show in the morning, which is Moneyline. Then I join Ben on the morning after for about another 40 minutes or so on that program. Got some things I do in the afternoon, come back onto the radio, and then poof, by 3 o'clock, it's like, hey, man, mini vacation, mini weekend here because I had Tuesday off. Now, we did have a barbecue at the house, which I love. Busted up the flat top. We had giant monster hot dogs from Nathan's. We had sausages. And as well as I cooked smash burgers yesterday on the flat top. It's a good time had by all. But we also have a lot of desserts. Cheesecakes and, you know, fruits and all good stuff. Ice creams. And you name it, we had it. And I feel the need sometimes on those type of days that I just say, you know what? I'm eating today. Which you guys know what that means. That's not like, hey, you know what?
sensible meal here, put it down. Like, no, it's like if anything is out there, every time I walk by the kitchen, I am grabbing something to eat. And I just about did that yesterday. Didn't really have too many alcoholic beverages, which is good because then that's, you know, too much food and too much alcohol. That's a tough time. That really is. So I only had one adult beverage yesterday, but I just enjoyed the day. And by the way, it was hot outside. And if anybody's ever cooked with a flat top grill and made smash burgers where you're right on top of that grill smashing them down, yeah, it was hot. I was sweaty, but it's okay because the payoff is you get a nice meal out of it. And I like to cook out. There's no question about that. Hey, Don, let me take over the grill. No, you're not taking over the grill. Not at my house. Not happening. So before the company arrived, sitting out in my hot tub, which again, I have it turned all the way down right now. Like it's like pool water, which is great. Sitting there, soak, relax, you know, put the tunes on. It was a good time had by all yesterday. But again, you have to realize I'm laying down last night. Fireworks all over the neighborhood, just like, you know, you guys probably have in yours. But I can't really enjoy it because I know I got to get up at 4:30 in the morning. But it's a little bit sluggish sleep. It's like, oh, man, stomach is full. Can't really get to bed. Just stayed up late over the weekend. Now one day back to work. So you're not back into that rhythm yet. So waking up today, knocked out the morning show. But right now, you sort of hit that little bit of a wall. Like, okay, did you get enough rest? Did you get enough caffeine? Because I just had a little half of a monster right there. Probably going to have a nice little latte in just a little bit here to get the carbohydrates flowing through me along with some caffeine to power through. But we have a lot of awesome topics to talk about. And also, if you guys want to call in, 844-843-6879, how did your 4th of July go? Did you watch your wagers come in? Did you lose wagers like I did late night? I started off yesterday with a plus 290 and ended up losing money overall for the day. Picked up two winners early, but couldn't get anything on that night slate to go. So I lost a little bit, but my goodness, I thought we were destined to have a big-time day, which included seven runs out of the Los Angeles Dodgers. And you know what? Thanks, Freddie Freeman, for nothing. Thanks, Peralta, for nothing. By the way, Peralta's got nothing. I think his numbers are fake at this point now. Every time I try to back Peralta here for the Dodgers, doesn't give me anything. Freeman, usually special for me. Wasn't last night, but Peralta, again, he might be getting on that fade list where it's, I don't care how good his numbers are, I'm not taking him there. But did you eat too much yesterday? Did you not eat enough? Did somebody ruin your cookout or barbecue yesterday? Did the family get around and arguments break out? I want to hear about it all. And also, if you're cashing any tickets out there as well. Now, we have a nice full slate of Major League Baseball games, which I think includes a banger at 2 o'clock that's going to start today between Colorado and Houston. We got to figure out where we're going in that game. And also, Mike Trout breaks his wrist. You've got to be kidding me. And also on top of that, Joey Chestnut once again won the hot dog eating competition. The mustard belt is his. 62 hot dogs, well short of a record he was hoping to break. But we're going to talk about all that and much, much more right here on a Wednesday afternoon edition of Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside here. I got you for the next 2 hours. Don't you go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here on a Wednesday afternoon. Hour number one. Let's have some fun out here. Phone lines, as always, open. 844-843-6879. Talking about the hot dog eating competition yesterday. By the way, does anybody do this out here? Does anybody have their own hot dog eating competition? Burger eating competition? Sausage eating competition? On the holidays when they come over? Have you ever been in one? Like, I mean, a legitimate one. Not like, hey, you and your buddy, it's just you in the backyard and you see how many hot dogs you can eat. Did anybody ever, like, get out the timer? You got 10 minutes ready, go. How many can knock down? I don't know how enjoyable that is for the average person. Like, hey, you know, I'm just going to see if I can knock down 5 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I wonder what I could actually do at that point because I'm a pretty good eater at that. But I don't know if it's, and again, the stomach ache that would ensue when you're not used to doing that, I don't know if it's going to be worth it. But yesterday in Coney Island, I believe it's Queens. Is Queens? Is that Coney Island, Queens? Is that K-Dub's neck of the woods down there? The Glizzy Gladiators getting after it. Joey Chestnut once again winning. By the way, a couple years ago, I had a full interview with Joey Chestnut. And we were talking about everything, not just, you know, eating hot dogs, but some of the wild tales and the amounts of food he actually eats. And the thing of the past here in the hot dog eating competition, which, again, I don't really care about. I didn't watch it live yesterday. I actually, at one point in the day, though, it did turn on ESPN. And I knew they were in, like, a rain delay or there was bad weather out there, whatever it was. So it was delayed a little bit. But, again, I don't watch. And I'm probably the first person to start getting angry at that competition. Not because it's a rite of passage every 4th of July, which it is. It's now a tradition now to watch that happen. But I would make some changes overall to it, which include, man, I don't need an hour-long show when we're going to wait 47 minutes to get to the hot dog competition. I don't need that at all. You want to pop that bad boy on at noon and get it going right away? I don't need to see all of these starting lineups and the introductions. Like, so many times you'll see on, like, an NBA broadcast that they're just like, okay, here we go, tip off and away we go. Like, I don't need all the buildup here. I think we know who Joey Chestnut is year after year after year. I don't care about any of the other competitors because apparently they can't come close to him. So just show me Joey Chestnut, and that would be good enough. But I have to say this, too. Since we're in that whole 4th of July spirit still at this point, wouldn't you like to make some changes to the hot dog competition? I would. Let's get back to traditional eating. You might say, Don, what are you talking about traditional eating? These guys are out here knocking down glizzies left and right. Leave them alone. All right. Well, they sort of gotten the cheat code, which is fine, and it's always impressive to say, wow, you can eat, I don't know, 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes, which is pretty much unfathomable for the common man. But I still can't, I get upset, and I also, you know what? I feel like I want to, like, throw up a little bit in my mouth. You ever get that feeling sometimes? And I did it this morning, because Joe Ranieri was on with me on the early line, as he is every Wednesday, Tuesday and Wednesday. And I started talking about this. And if you didn't watch, and again, I wasn't gagging on the air or anything. But when I talk about the particular way they eat the hot dog, it sort of gives me, like, the heebie-jeebies. Because I like hot dogs. Do I love them? Not like it's not my go-to choice, but if I'm going to a Phillies game and I'm not on a diet at that point, which very rarely I am anymore, hey, Donnie, you want a hot dog? Absolutely. What do you want on it? Give me some relish. Give me some mustard. And maybe if they got some, diced onions, you know, we'll pop those bad boys down. It tastes good. Oh, great. And the bun goes a long way. You got to have a good potato bun to go along with that. It really does. It goes a long way. But that's the way the common man eats it, right? Go to a ballpark. I'm not a beer guy, but let's just say a beer and a dog. That's American pie right there. That's what this country was built on, hot dogs and beer. Okay, that was good. Maybe a couple innings later, going back. Hey, Donnie, you want another hot dog? Hey, sure, why not? I'd take down another hot dog fourth inning or so. No big deal. Get me a water with it. I'm not a big fan of adult beverages, like in food at the same time. We'll get into that in just a little bit, trust me. But getting back to the hot dog eating competition, why I'm bringing up going to a baseball game as if you're eating just a regular hot dog. That's the way it should be done in these hot dog competitions, don't you think? Like, eating the hot dogs separate from the bun, and again, it's hard for me to say it, like getting the hot dog and dipping it in water, the bun and eating it. Oh my goodness, man. Like, I'm almost set to stop talking about this right now. Like, it's really upsetting me right now, stomach and everything. But I don't think they should be able to do that because it's against the spirit of the competition. Like, you should have the platter of hot dogs out there. Let's just say if it's Joey Chestnut, right? And again, you don't have to have condiments on it because that's more calories and more stuff going into your stomach and onions and sauerkraut. Like, no, we're not talking about that. But it should be the bun and the hot dog eating the way it's supposed to be. Now, if you want to, let's just say, take three hot dogs together in your hand and sort of like squeeze them down all the way and eat them, I'm fine with that. But the eating of the hot dogs separate from the buns does get on my nerves just a little bit there. Even if it would cost you 25 hot dogs of eating it that way to go back and revert, where like 50 would be a major accomplishment, I'm fine with that. Because it's the way hot dogs are supposed to be eaten here. But that's never probably going to change at this point here. We're used to seeing what we're seeing, and these guys have techniques down. And also, how about the size of the competitors, right? When you always figure as a kid, like, hey, there's a pie-eating competition, a pizza-eating competition, a burger-eating competition, a hot dog-eating competition. It's like, hey, like, the bigger you are, size-wise, the better you do. It's not the case anymore, man. Some of these guys look like straight-up athletes out here eating as many hot dogs as they possibly can. And what do you take after it? Is it Pepto? Pepsid AC, which I do believe, or Pepsid sponsors the competition now. I think it was, I saw on the back banners there, and rightfully so. You want to talk about me coming off saying, hey, you know what? Had some cheesecake, had a hot dog, burgers, chips, Doritos, whatever I had yesterday, right? And saying, okay, you wake up a little bit sluggish. Can you imagine out here? 70 hot dogs in one day? What you feel like waking up the next morning? Goodness. I mean, my... Is Joey Chestnut showing up to work today? Now, granted, I guess his job is basically to eat. But boy, this has it. The sodium that gets into your skin? Woo, man. My goodness. I can't even imagine. Like, he probably wakes up in the morning, looks at his fingers, and they actually look like legit hot dogs because of all the sodium that he was putting down at one point there. But just my minor adjustment here. Let's get back to the old school ways here. Let's eat a hot dog the way it's supposed to be eaten. I think that would make a lot of sense at this point here. All right, enough with the hot dog competition. Let's set up the rest of the show. And it's going to be Major League Baseball and a lot of it. There are some really good spots out here that I want to get to. And after this break, we're going to hit that Colorado-Houston game so you guys have plenty of time to get down on some options because I didn't bet it yet. I wanted to wait. I wanted to go over it on the air. Now that we have the sides out here, both 1 through 9s on each team, Colorado and Houston, pitchers are set, everything's locked in. We're going to take a look at some price points here. And you know where I'm probably going the most part of it. I do have, however, already bet a same game parlay, which you guys know. I do that right before 5 a.m. getting ready for the early line. That's fired in. I'll give that out next. And also, check out some of these RBI props, which, trust me, are going to be coming from the Houston side. Yesterday, I had Abreu came up lame for me getting a few RBI. I just needed to get one RBI. I didn't get that. Had some opportunities, but the astute hitter he is, drawing walks while runners are in scoring position. So I was able to cash in that ticket overall there. But also, do you know what I want to talk about? Twitter for a minute, too, which is getting on my nerves the way I like to operate. The panic that ensued on what new TweetDeck was, only to realize that I was using the correct TweetDeck all along that it updated a few months back. I'm going to get into that and more. And also, paying for sites here, like Twitter, which I do, the $8 a month, which it looks like you are going to have to do if you want TweetDeck. But having said that also, I'll tell you right now, paying for Twitter and being rate limited? I don't even understand what that's even about. Because yesterday I wasn't on Twitter all that much. Whenever I brought up TweetDeck, well, hey, it's back, it's great, fantastic. Sent out some tweets, checked out a couple things. So today I wake up in the morning, and you guessed it. I get 2 hours in, and now it says I'm rate limited now. What is the deal here? Boy, we got topics to hit. Don't you go anywhere. It's Donnie Wright's out of Moneyline right here on a Wednesday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Biggie Smalls here leading us in. That's what we want to hear on a Wednesday afternoon as we try to line up some Major League Baseball action. Let's get to it here. 220 start. Chase Anderson's going to be on the mound here. Let's line him up. Now, as I do that, there's one guy in the lineup that's an absolute must to be in your lineup today, which you better be getting an RBI prop on, which I'm going to tease that right now. Because sometimes when the phone calls light up, you got to get to him here. But we got a little bit of time. Astros, Rockies, I'll get right back to it here with one guy you must have on your RBI roster today. But before that, 844-843-6879, the day after the 4th of July. It's always a hot topic here, with specifically the food we've eaten and taken down and conquered. I don't know, Moose is going to tell us some tales here. What's up, Moose, on a Wednesday?
I have plenty of tales. But yesterday, we did some brisket burgers with some fresh ground chuck, and we did some Hebrew all-national dogs out on the grill.
There you go.
And some corn on the cob, and, of course, some pie. But it was interesting because my daughter was getting my plate ready because I was busy cleaning up the grill. She goes, Dad, I got your hot dog ready. and there it was. The dog was loaded with ketchup and relish and all this other stuff. And I looked at her with this frown on my face, and she goes, "What?" I said, "I think that's a good one for your mom. I'll fix my own." So, but she was kind of heartbroken, but that's okay. But other than that, you know, we got some. Are you there?
Yes, got you. Yep.
Okay. We got some great games today, and I took that hit for me this morning, got my parlays built in. But, man, those Atlanta, the Guardians are going to get smacked. The Big Red Machine keeps on rolling. But I got a cop story for you, okay?
Go ahead.
I got a little law enforcement story for you. Okay, so I was in the business with an alphabet agency for about 6 years working undercover. And we got a tip on a guy coming in from Bogota, flying into Houston, then taking a Greyhound from Denver out to the Colombian district out in the Bronx. Okay? Mm-hmm. And he swallowed 96, 12 or 13 gram pellets. All right? And so, and it was China White. And now a kilo is 2.2 pounds. Okay? Mm-hmm. And he had an entire bird in his stomach. And this kid, he was all about 5'6", maybe pushing 160. But I can't imagine all those hot dogs and that. But that's my law enforcement tip of the day. Don't go to Columbia. You guys have a great day. Take care. Love you guys.
There it is. Moose checking in here post 4th of July. He's right about that, too. Sometimes you got to stick up for yourself when you have barbecues, right? And again, a lot of this is done out of love. Like, hey, you know what? I fixed your plate, right? We get that a lot. Hey, is there food in there? Yeah, you want me to fix your plate? Absolutely, honey. Go ahead. Goes in, comes back. It's not necessarily what you wanted. Go back in there and get what you want. Now, funny story. And again, we're going to get to the Astros, Rockies. I'm not getting sidetracked here. We're going to cover that game extensively in just a moment. But these are the times I always get a kick out of. So we go grocery shopping. Was it Saturday? Monday. Maybe Monday. It might have been Monday afternoon we went, right? Loaded up, got all the ground beef, everything we needed for the cookout. Everything was set up. It's like, hey, do you want any desserts? I said, yeah, let's go through and see what they got here. They had some Junior's cheesecakes, which I really like. Just plain cheesecake. Had it, set it out, delicious, like it always is. It really is. Back when I had my hoagie shop in Burlington, New Jersey, we had a Junior Cheesecakes factory not too far away. So that's where my first taste was that. Popular, obviously, up there in New York City. But having said that, so we get that and it's out. But the wife in the morning knows I like banana pudding. I think it's delicious. Like made with fresh bananas, you use the stuff and does it right. She actually put it in a pie. She's like, hey, I made this for you. All right, awesome, great. Day goes by, I'm eating a ton. The desserts aren't out yet, but I'm pretty much stuffed at that point. Again, I didn't have any cheesecake either at this juncture of the day. So when I was doing something, you know, the food got put out and everybody's eating a lot of this, you know, banana pudding cake, whatever it is, per se, right? And I get in the chuckle because I start hearing in the back, hey, I had to save your piece or, you know, portion of that because I know how much you like it. Awesome. Thank you. I don't let you say this is 3:30 or 4 in the afternoon. 20 minutes goes by, the wife's in the kitchen, or excuse me, in the living room, in the kitchen, just rummaging around. Did you try the banana pudding cake yet? No, I haven't got there yet. So I'm just in there milling, you know, eating some Doritos, maybe a small little piece of cheesecake, because my portion of whatever the banana pie is in the refrigerator. 20 minutes goes by again. I walk by the kitchen again. Are you telling me you're not going to eat that when I made that specifically for you? Now it starts to turn into game for me. You know the drill. I'm like, nope, I haven't tried it yet. 20 minutes later, I can't believe you wouldn't eat this. Hold on. So I got the banana pie out of the refrigerator, and I sat down next to my wife in the living room and ate it right in front of her. See that? Like, yeah, it's great. You knew I would get to it. What's the big rush here? But that's what happens in the house of DRS. You get pressed. You wanted this. Now you're not eating it. Now I'm upset. No, I told you I would get to it. It wasn't a pressing moment thing. At 4:15, I had that banana pudding, banana cake, whatever it is. Delicious, by the way. It was fantastic. So didn't have any issues overloading with food yesterday. But let's overload here today on the Houston Astros and the Colorado Rockies. This game is going to be coming up at 2:10 Eastern. So we have roughly 40 minutes to get down on this game. If we're looking at it, it's Anderson versus France. Rotation number 921, 922. Monster favorite for Houston. They opened up at FanDuel minus 240. They're down to 220 there. So a little bit of buyback here on the Colorado Rockies. The total is 9 across the board. Now let's take a look here at the Houston lineup as it presents today. Dubon, Bregman, Tucker, Abreu, Diaz, Madras, Jolks, Pena, and Myers. The first seven guys in that lineup, all legitimate here with weighted on base percentage against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. Dubon, 323, Bregman, 330, Kyle Tucker, 388, Jose Abreu, 390, Yanir Diaz, 361, Madras, 322, and Jolks at 341. All solid, all solid. Now, if you take a look at Chase Anderson, his weighted on base percentages are so out of whack here on the season, and in particular, the last 30 days. He's got a 348 ISO power number combined between lefties and righties, and a 501 combined. So if you take a look at either side is bashing him at the plate, but lefties in particular, 52 batters he's faced over the past month from the left-hand side, a 409 ISO. And a 537 weighted on base percentage. It's through the roof. Now, a guy that fits into that lineup is Kyle Tucker. I'm going to talk about him in just a moment. But let's really dip into Chase Anderson's statistics here. Because most people say, Donnie, watch out. Did you make sure you checked that if he was getting crushed at home and pitching better on the road, what gives here? Well, first, let's take a look here at those splits. Home. 136 batters he's faced total. Weighted on base percentage combined for lefty and righty batters, 380. Like, oh man, hammering him. Well, he's got to be better on the road, right? No, he's not. 68 batters he's faced on the road this year, 385 weighted on base percentage. He's on the road today. He's actually worse on the road. Now, if we want to extrapolate here, take a look at these home splits. To lefty batters at home, a 334 weighted on base percentage, which is still elevated. Home to righties, look at this, a 411. They are cracking him. Now, let's flip it over to the road. 40 batters he's faced on the road against lefties, a 480 weighted on base percentage, which is astronomical. Away to righties, a 248. See that? Much better. Look at the batting averages here. And again, I don't use those, but sometimes some people say, well, what does that weighted on base average actually mean? Well, batting average, 324 to lefties on the road. 192 to righties on the road, which is very interesting. So if we slide down and take a little bit more analytical approach here, on the season, he's got high xFIPs across the board. To lefties, that's a 497. To righties, that's a 534. You say, Donnie, why don't you just go after right-handed batters? Which, again, might make some sense. Don't get me wrong. But if we're looking at the honest breakdown here, home versus lefties, a 391 xFIP. That's really good in Colorado. Home against righties, 566. That's bad. But take a look at the road here. Away versus left-handed batters, a 655 xFIP number. Atrocious here. I mean, really bad. And he struggled all season long. Through May, 512 xFIP. Through June, 522 xFIP. That's combined between lefty and righty batters. See where we're getting to at this point? So even though I do think both lefty and righty batters can absolutely crack him, the guy that you must have in your lineup today is Kyle Tucker hitting out of the three hole. It's a 233 ISO power number and a 388 weighted on base percentage. So this game's going to be going on while we're live on the air. Now, granted, the first five guys in that lineup are absolutely lighting up right-handed pitchers. Now, do we want to outsmart ourselves, as we like to say, and say, well, I'm only taking Kyle Tucker? Because I got news for you. You got guys like Diaz and Abreu that are smashing right-handed pitchers. And this guy stinks. So what should we do in that environment, right? I'm going right now to Bet365. Clicking on player props, scrolling down to runs batted in this game. And we're going to find out next what these prices are and which way we should go. Oh, we're going to be involved today, no doubt about it.
because I think Houston hits. But are we going to make the right decisions today? Are we just going to take Kyle Tucker and be like, man, Bregman and Brady went off. They're right-handed batters. I think we might have at least two shots here for three in this game. Come on back. Let's figure it out together.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, ready to rock and roll here. I made three wagers on this game today, people. Three wagers in the afternoon. Why not get the party started early? If you have some good looks here, let it rip. Now, as I told you, Kyle Tucker is an absolute must-have on your roster today. 233 ISO, 388 weighted on base percentage. Chase Anderson can't get lefties out. Struggles on the road against lefties. That should be a good shot. But I felt like I needed a little bit more to press down today to get a good start. So I also took Kyle Tucker. Excuse me. Let's go over the three. Kyle Tucker, it's a plus 155 at Bet365 to go over at least a half of an RBI. Layman's terms, get one RBI, cash that ticket in. Diaz, over a half of a runs batted in, which again, one RBI, cashes that ticket. He's at a plus 120. How about that? Jose Abreu to get record one RBI or more, plus 155. So we got plus 155, plus 155, and plus 120 today. The reason why I went with those three, because obviously you're going to have three, four, and five in the middle of that lineup. Mauricio Dubon batting leadoff, followed by Alex Bregman. They should give a nice 1-2 punch. Both of those guys, high ISO power numbers, solid weighted on base percentage. They could be great traffic for Kyle Tucker, Jose Abreu, and Yiner Diaz today. But the one guy I love the most is Kyle Tucker. But I just didn't feel like, with Chase Anderson on the mound, right? You can't just be like, hey, you know what? I only like one guy. Because it felt like you're going to get left out. What's the worst case scenario for us today, to be honest, in this Houston Astros game? One of those three get an RBI? And you're really not hurt at that point. You just would hope that RBI would come from a Bray or a Tucker at the plus 155 price points as opposed to the plus 120. But I'm going to tweet this out, screenshot it on my phone. I'll send it out there on Twitter in just a few moments. But since you're listening to the radio right now, you can get down on that immediately. So once we hit that break here before the top of the hour, I'll shoot that out to the people. But again, it's Kyle Tucker to record an RBI, Yiner Diaz to record an RBI, and Jose Abreu to record an RBI. Once again, plus 155, plus 155, and plus 120. I just think it makes sense here. I like this as a great start to the day. It's one of the better matchups, pitchers versus batter, that you're going to see today. There's nothing really from a Colorado perspective, by the way, either. CJ Krohn, Nolan Jones, Ryan McMahon, Tovar. Okay, I get it. But JP France hasn't been all that bad, and his numbers have improved from the first half of the season to the last 30 days, particularly against right-handed batters, that I'm willing just to forego that. So we're just going to go with Houston in that spot here, and certainly see if it does make some sense. So that's in the door. Get that in. Let's have some fun. Because again, for the final 50 minutes of the show, we'll be rooting this on. And wouldn't it be nice to get at least one of those down in the first inning and then cheer it on? Maybe you get two of them down in the first inning. Maybe you get all three of them. Now, granted, that's probably not going to be the case, but let's get off to a good start where I don't have to check my watch later in the day hoping it buzzes so I can cash in on some tickets here. Now, the rest of the Major League Baseball card, we're going to get to that because there are some other really good spots I think make some sense for RBI chances today, and we'll go over those together and make sure we can pinpoint some of those things because I got to tell you, that Atlanta-Cleveland game today might heat up here. One of the better games you're going to see from a two-roster perspective of how they're lining up against right-handed pitching, I'm just going to put that teaser out there, and we're certainly going to have some fun with that, no doubt about it here. Now, let me get into a little social media stuff, too. Because, as you know, like a big part of my job is social media. I'm not tweeting just because I want to get looks and likes and comments back, but from the gathering of information. And if you've ever heard any one of my shows here, I'll tell you straight up, Twitter might be one of the biggest handicapping tools that I've ever used, and it might be by a wide margin. The advent of getting information instantaneously while I'm trying to fight off the book, invaluable.
TweetDeck if you've never used it before. And I don't know what everybody's all bent out of shape at. Now, the way it's operating right now is getting on my nerves because as I look right now, it says, sorry, you are rate limited, which I can go to my regular Twitter account and just scroll through a regular feed, which is ridiculous at this point. But TweetDeck might be the best invention in the history of handicapping. To look at a screen and set it up any way you want, which I basically have on the screen because I don't want it too small. But I think I have seven columns, but I only use really four from what I look at. It's an MLB tab. It probably has 150 people on it. Beat writers, you name it, that the instant they tweet out, that comes up on my timeline, and I don't have to refresh it, scrolls through. I have a football-only list, which, again, a few hundred people there. No matter what happens in the football world, if it's going on, I see it immediately. And then an information tab, which is almost like a mix between Major League Baseball, pro football, and NBA. Whenever something happens there, I see it. Got my home tabs, notifications, all that good stuff. But at any given time, I'm looking at the top four columns that scroll through the entire day the minute a tweet comes out. It's wonderful. And people start panicking. Oh, no. TweetDeck's going to be done at the end of the month. You got to pay $8. I'm not. Are you kidding me? Some people's livelihoods, like myself, depend on stuff like this. I have no issues whatsoever paying for Twitter, specifically TweetDeck. The fact that even in the past that people aren't using it's a free option amazed me. Like, I run my entire, I don't say business is the right word, but content through Twitter. It's the greatest tool a handicapper can have is TweetDeck. And if you're listening right now saying, Donnie, I don't even understand what is TweetDeck, trust me, go on YouTube, watch a couple videos, learn how to set it up. And if you are at a desk, because again, I get it on my phone, so I scroll through and I like it a lot. But it's specifically made for me doing a radio show or a TV show to have up. Because the monitor I have, and I've tweeted them out many times in the past, it's a Samsung. It's 49 inches. It's a widescreen monitor. So I have that widescreen monitor broken up in three technically monitors that I use. But one is always up on TweetDeck. It's invaluable. The ability to be able to beat the number, to get the information first, waiting for an update and getting it and turning that into an advantage for yourself, unbelievable. No issue. I'm telling you right now, Elon Musk, hope you're not listening. I'd pay over $100 for TweetDeck, to be honest with you. I would. That's how important TweetDeck is into my life and handicapping and in content itself. Like, you can set up one con. Like, let's just say, I'm telling you right now, Ohio Bobcats in the MAC. You're worried about their quarterback, which again, Nathan O'Rourke's already gone. Like he's been gone out of that team for a while, but I'm just using it as a name. Let's just say he had a banged up ankle during the week. You can set a whole column where the hot topic would be him, and anybody on the planet that tweets anything about him would show up there. So if somebody's at the game, hey, got to the game early. Works warming up out here. Or anybody, like Patrick Mahomes even. Hey, got to the game early. Just let me in. I'm watching Mahomes. He looks great out here. Some random Joe Smith out here would pop up on your timeline and give you that information. Or simplicity stuff here, right? We're talking about betting a football game where you say to yourself, I have all the apps. The Windy app, I use that as well. Where I can go right into that stadium and find out exactly where that wind is blowing. But you know what nothing beats? A guy in the arena or the stadium, I should say. Hey, man, just showed up at the Eagles game today. I'll tell you right now, the wind is outrageous. You're like, oh, man, I was thinking about taking a total in that game. Better stay away. Or it's snowing. The one that you guys know I always talk about and get such a kick out of here. Because it's not up to the press to set the right, I don't want to say information out there, if that makes sense. But the press loves the sensationalized stuff. And it's always with the snow. Diana Rossini, live from Buffalo at 4 in the morning. Look at the snow out here. And I say to myself, you do know the field is covered. You do know they're not playing until the night. They're not playing for another 12 hours for that snow to get out of here. But they'll lead with that and lead with that and lead with that. And the under will go from 48 to 47 to 46 to 45. And you got a guy in that stadium, a worker, whatever. We cleared it. Field looks awesome. Boom. You troll on that. Buffalo weather is a keyword that you put in. Bills weather. Bills weather conditions. It pops up on your timeline without you having to search. It's invaluable here. But it is struggling right now. Because if we are going to be rate limited, I don't get that popping up on my timeline immediately. And I have to go on the regular Twitter app, which for me is useless, to go searching around for things that I used to get on my desktop immediately without hitting the refresh button. That's what I worry about here. So in the meantime, I see a lot of people out here, and they're right. Hey, YouTube, which I do have a YouTube channel. It's only got like, I don't know, 800 subscribers. It's been dormant for a long time. But again, they say, like, hey, I should fire that up. I'm exhausted. Like, I'm 45 years old. I am exhausted. The last thing I want to do is go in there, get a couple videos, edit them myself, and put them out. I'd much rather send a simple tweet. Hey, Team Total tonight on the Indianapolis Colts. Go ahead and take it. But because I do so much content toward the, if I didn't have a set show here with Sports Grid on Sirius, where I let it rip for 2 hours in the afternoon or 2 hours in the morning, yes, be all over YouTube. You'd be fired up right now, all over the place. Videos edited, and if you go to my YouTube channel, which is out there, I've edited all my videos on there. Sometimes you go live. It's a great product to have, but it's time-consuming. And when I'm barely struggling to keep my eyes open by like 5 o'clock at night, it's hard to be like, yeah, let me go live or let me go make a few YouTube videos here. But I did make a TikTok account. Don't have any idea how to use it, but I'm always self-taught on these things. I'll go right to YouTube, watch a couple videos, and I'll be a pro by that night. But again, it sounds good. I just hope Twitter doesn't go away. Because it's not so much like, hey, man, you have 17,000 followers on Twitter, and you know you built it up over some time. Yeah, I get that. And you would have to do that somewhere else, which I don't know where that somewhere else would actually be. But it's not even so much about me with followers and gaining that. It's the information that I can gather, which is most important to me on Twitter. Not because I can send out a tweet and a lot of people can see it. Like, if that went away, fine, so be it. But my goodness, the fact of the matter of gaining information and gathering it in real time, we've never seen anything like Twitter. And it would be a shame if it goes away. But also, the people out there that generally use Twitter, and I'm just talking about like just a fun thing. Like, I don't use Facebook. I have a Facebook account. I haven't been on there in years, I think. But the only reason why I had to fire it up was because I was doing stuff on like StreamYard, and it gave you like 5 different outlets to post videos on, which one of those included like Twitch. Yeah, I have a Twitch account too. Do I use it? No, absolutely not. But I was going to use all of those 5 to broadcast on when you would go live on Twitter or StreamYard. All those things would link together there, made some sense. But for the people saying, like, and again, I have a lot of websites that are free that I pay for and or donate to, because I believe they give me the options I need and make my life a lot easier. So I see people like, I run my whole business through TweetDeck. But if they want to charge $8 a month, I'm not paying for it. Are you an idiot? Are you a stone-cold idiot out here for making a comment like that? And that's what I joke. Like, Elon, don't listen to the show. I hope you don't. But if you raise it to $100 a month, it would be a bargain. A bargain. And I would pay for that $99 a month, whatever it was, in a heartbeat. Trust me. I pay for a couple services here. TweetDeck, $8 might be the steal of a lifetime if that's what's going to happen. I'm more than happy to do it. Just don't ruin it. Just don't rate limit me on what I need to gather information for. Because I can't be rate limited at 8:22 in the morning. I got a whole day to get information through where now I can only look at my home little screen here, which scrolls through with the people that I follow. Stop the madness out here. You know what else is madness? What the heck are the Angels going to do, man? Mike Trout's hurt. Rendon left the game. Blister on Ohtani. We're not even to the All-Star break yet. And it looks like all the good vibes here for the Angels are going. We'll be right back. Quick segment before the top.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Radio Network.
Quick little segment here before we hit the top of the hour. Right here on Monday Line for Wednesday afternoon. Donnie Whiteside here on a solo mission. We'll take your phone calls, 844-843-6879. But as usual here on a Wednesday afternoon, we've got to find out where JP is going today. One afternoon game in Major League Baseball, Colorado and Houston. The rest will take place 6:40 p.m. Eastern or later tonight. Some pretty good games on the card tonight. We also have NBA Summer League games. I don't know if JP would go there at this point now. Are we looking for a Major League Baseball game for you, JP?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the MLB, but I'm gonna start locking in on some summer league later in the week.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun here in the summer league
next
too, because
really, but yeah.
Next week you might think the NBA championship is taking place, JP, because there's nothing going on like Major League Baseball that Monday, which again Sunday is the last game for Major League Baseball before we hit the All-Star break, which means Monday, Home Run Derby, I want to say, is Monday night. Tuesday is the game. Wednesday and Thursday they have off, which is ridiculous. Get them back to playing again. Now, you want to take off Wednesday, that's fine. They need to be playing Thursday, but they're not. Going to get back on Friday, which is always, if you are in this business, which I am, the toughest week to talk about sports. When I'm saying, like, you have to talk about sports, right? Not like, hey, you know what? I'm a Major League Baseball handicapper. Just have the day off, and it's no big deal. We'll get back popping on Friday, and it's a nice break. It's not a nice break. It's not a nice break at all. Because you talk about content here. It's Monday, full show in the morning, radio show in the afternoon. Tuesday, same thing. Wednesday, same thing. Thursday, same thing. And then Friday, you're back to normal. So in effect, you're going to have 4 days where nothing is really going on. And yes, we'll talk Home Run Derby competition. Yes, we'll enjoy that for a few moments here. Yes, the All-Star game, which you know me and my All-Star games, I could care less about those games. But we will talk about it as if it's the seventh game of the World Series. No doubt in my mind. Now, JP is going to Major League Baseball after the break. At the top of the hour, we'll find out exactly what his game is. Got a couple of hot topics, which include Subway restaurants. Yeah, right in the crosshairs as well, along with the white party. Woo-hoo-hoo! We got a lot of topics to get to. Hour number two, about to get up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.